For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Personal testimonies. The testimony period is a vital part of Apostolic Faith Church services. The Spirit-anointed testimony of an individual who has been delivered from sin is a compelling witness. While unbelievers may debate the content of a sermon, it is difficult to contest the words of a person who is simply telling his or her own experience. Those in our congregations who have been truly born again should be encouraged to testify. The importance of telling what God has done for us is taught in Psalm 107:2, where the psalmist exhorts, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy." The result of giving our testimonies is related in Revelation 12:11, where we read that the brethren overcame their accuser, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. As pastors, we need to remind the workers from time to time to make sure this part of the meeting is well balanced and inspiring. They should be encouraged to watch for lulls in the testimony service and be quick to get to their feet and tell of what God has done in their lives. Testimonies should be short, to the point, and given in the spirit of genuine and heartfelt praise. A recital of recent trials is never edifying. While challenges arise and trials come, testimonies should focus on how the Lord stood by and brought victory. Those who testify should be encouraged to tell how God led them to salvation and the change He made in their lives at that point. It is also appropriate to share when and how the deeper Christian experiences of sanctification and the baptism of the Holy Ghost were received. At times, those who testify may be led to give thanks for divine healing, God's protection and guidance, and other answers to prayer. Hearing of God's working in the lives of fellow Christians is an encouragement to all. Sometimes the pastor or minister in charge may feel led to ask a visitor or other worker to open the testimony service, but for the most part, those who testify are not appointed. Generally, testimonies given in our church services are interspersed with choruses or single verses of songs by the congregation. The testimony service concludes with a special song sung by a vocal ensemble or soloist. Counsel for ministers. It is always good to end the testimony portion of a service on a strong note. If a particular testimony is definitely anointed, we may want to signal for the last special, as a compelling conclusion to the testimony service is a good springboard to the sermon. As ministers, we must make sure the testimony service moves along. If a lull occurs and nobody testifies, the audience becomes uncomfortable and wonders why nobody is getting up. At such times, we should set the example in being quick to get to our feet and testify. The only exception would be if we are scheduled to preach in that service. If testimonies in a particular service are rambling, vague, or incomplete, we should be ready to stand up and offer a compelling, definite witness to the power of God to change a life. There may be someone in the service who needs to hear a clear description of the reality of God's power to save. If lengthy testimonies at our location are consistently a drag on the tempo of a meeting, we may wish to implement a time limit consistently applied to everyone. For example, 2 minutes allows sufficient time to glorify God for answered prayers, even if it does not allow for sharing all of the details.